Hello and welcome to Omoluabi Podcast, where African proverbs meet biblical wisdom. My name is Joseph Kolawole Ola.
And I am Anu Oluwakpo. Welcome.
Will you introduce what we are discussing today?
Today's proverb is about being cautious. And the Yoruba proverb says, Akede oje eyan gbigbona. That's Akede oje eyan gbigbona. And it means the town crier does not eat steaming pounded yam. The town crier in our days now would be the newscaster. Should not eat a very steaming pounded yam. Otherwise, they lose their voice.
Thank you. I mean, that's basically the exegesis already done. So Akede is town crier. Like Anu said, in the Yoruba context, especially back in the days, of course, long before I was born anyway, because I don't think I've ever really physically seen a town crier except in movies. Have you seen one in real life?
No.
But we both lived in the city, so it makes sense. In the villages or in the rural areas, the town crier will be the one that disseminates the message of the king or the royal message anyway. It will be like the royal messenger. If there's any message from the chiefs or the king to the populace, the town crier will be the one to go around the village with his gong and stuff, just eating. Yeah, you want to say something?
No, I wanted to give an example of how it goes.
Oh, go on.
You steady?
You're so funny. Okay, so yeah, that's what the town crier basically does. And this proverb is basically saying that such a person that is saddled with that kind of a responsibility should not be found eating steaming hot pounded yam. Hot pounded yam. That's tautology. Steaming pounded yam, basically, or hot pounded yam. And the reason is simple. The reason is straightforward. If you eat pounded yam that is steaming hot, what happens?
It burns my chest.
Two things. One, it's going to affect your vocal cords one way or the other. The heat will do something to your vocal cords. On the other hand, after eating steaming pounded yam, I mean, I come from the part of Yoruba land where we can eat pounded yam in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. It's our food in the Jesha land. And so I know that when you've eaten proper, well-made, steaming pounded yam, the next logical, reasonable thing to do, except you have to go to the farm. Otherwise, it's just to find somewhere cool and lay down and rest and just sleep. So the steaming pounded yam would affect the town crier, both in terms of it could have an impact on his voice and not being able to actually carry out his responsibility, and otherwise also to bring some sort of tiredness or boredom or
fullness. Imagine
having a
belly full of pounded yam, trying to to be stressed
because by virtue of their job you need to speak from the depth of your lungs. You need to like cry out. Literally, you're a town crier. To do that. Okay, what's the biblical tangent to this? I think I really love the word picture of a town crier as typifying what we should be as Christians. There are very many Bible verses that say one thing or the other about us being the kind of people that should be out there speaking on God's behalf, carrying the message of God to a world that is watching, to a world that is perishing, in a sense.
Yes.
One of my favorites is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. In the Passion Translation, it says, we are ambassadors of the Anointed One who carry the message, of Christ to the world, as though God were tenderly pleading with them directly through our lips. So we tenderly plead with you on Christ's behalf. Turn back to God and be reconciled to Him. I love that. The fact that it says we are ambassadors who carry the message of Christ to the world. We are His town criers. We are His world criers in this sense. Because really, it's a global message. And social media affords us a global platform.
Yes.
To do it, amongst other things. Yeah.
And as carriers of this message, imagine, picture the town crier's belly carrying something. Like we're carrying something. We're carrying Christ in us. So we shouldn't mix what we carry with anything contrary, with things that will derail the message,
or hinder the message,
We are vessels to be used of God. So whatever comes out of us should be the message in our behavior, in our actions and things. So I do like the Bible. The Passion Translation. Yes, it does.
Speaking especially to young people, I'm thinking of two applications in terms of biblical verses.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. I'll stick with the Passion Translation. It reads, it says, "This is why you must keep running away from sexual immorality."
Mm-hmm.
Just that first part does it for me. I mean, it goes on to say, "For every other sin a person commits is external to the body, but immorality involves sinning against your own body."
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of running away from sexual immorality, because I think that is one of the major lures of the enemy for the young people. The pull or the lure of just wanting to do what married people do, engage in things that married people are supposed to engage in. And the fact is, when you are having sex in the context for which sex is not designed, it's not only means that you are sinning, but I think it's also teaching or training your mind for a wrong experience of sex eventually when you get into the context for which sex is made for. And so indeed, it's not just something to try and avoid. The language here is to flee in the KJV. In the Passion Translation, it says you must keep running, as though to say it knows that that thing will continue to chase you. But whenever you spot it coming behind you, just take to your ears and keep running. You must keep running away from sexual immorality. And that's very, very, very important. I mean, back in the days as well, I know that used to be a very major value for a child to still be a virgin by the time she's getting married. That used to be esteemed culturally. So that goes for both male and female in the Christian sense. And then 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, still mentioning the same thing, but now in a more generic way, says, "Run as fast as you can from all the ambitions and lusts of youth." Run as fast as you can from all the ambitions and lusts of youth, and chase after all that is pure. Whatever builds up your faith and deepens your love must become your only pursuit, and live in peace with all those who worship our Lord Jesus with pure hearts. But I like again that first part, run as fast as you can from all the ambitions and lusts of youth. And the word that is translated lusts there literally means revolutionary desires, rebellious desires of some sort. And again, as young people, because we are energetic, we sometimes also think we know better than our parents and than those that are older than us and all of that. But we must be intentional in submitting to the lordship of our real master, the Lord Jesus Christ, and having him being the one calling the shots in our life. And that would mean that we will run as fast as we can from all the ambitions and lusts of youth that are contrary to the message that we carry.
It goes back to the town criers, steaming hot pounded yam. if let's picture the word steaming, there's a haste to it. Like, you can't drink a steaming tea, can you? Like, I think one of the lessons we should take from the proverb also is to let things simmer down. Not all hot opportunities should be pursued. You don't have to say yes right there and right then. Let it steam from that pounded yam, from that beautiful opportunity, from that secret sin. Let it steam, simmer down. And let's see if the opportunity presents in itself, if it will look good as it did 5 days ago, 5 months ago. Time would tell what's good and what's right. Maybe not for all situation, but in some situation that you think you're being pressured to give a response, let the steam go off. So you can see clearly what you're about to delve into.
Wow.
So that's another aspect which can we should try looking into. And it ties in with this second Timothy
2:22,
where it says you should chase after all that is pure. We can't see how pure a water is if there's a steam rising up from it. Be clear. Let things be as clear as possible. Don't go into muddy business or shady business because you think it's right. Simmer down. Don't let the greed overtake you. They might tell you you want to get double of your money. Let the steam go down. Let's see. Let things present their true nature. After moments have gone over them.
That's beautiful. Fantastic insights. So thank you. That's this episode done. So as you go into this week, remember that you are one, you are an akede, you are a town crier, you are a world crier for Christ. And because of that, run away from every steaming pounded yam. That doesn't mean you should not eat pounded yam. Pounded yam remains my best food. All conditions being
equal.
Pounded yam is really fantastic. Actually, I think as an Ijesha man, I should revolt against this kind of a proverb because they are dehumanizing the beautiful humanity of pounded yam. But that's a story for another day.
Yes.
But akede, so as you go into this week as an akede, don't eat inyagbibono, whatever that would look
take
like.
Take time to let the steam settle.
God bless you. And remember, remain an Omoluabi. God bless you. Bye.